It was the year the Titanic slipped to the bottom of the ocean, 1912. That same year, people were tapping their toes to this little ditty.
He always sings raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse, a pretty good horse.
I have no idea how Ragtime Cowboy Joe became one of the best-known songs of the year because the radio hadn't even been born yet. But 1912 is the year John Alfred Tinniswood was. And today he's still going. Over the weekend in Southport, England, the Guinness Book of Records went to John's nursing home with a big plaque.
John, I'm pleased to confirm that at the age of 111 years, 222 days old, you are the oldest man. Congratulations.
You wouldn't guess he's 111. He still has some hair. He's still with it. He gets up in the morning unassisted. Bless him, he listens to the news on the radio. But when John talks, you have to strain to catch what he's saying. When they ask, John, what's the secret of long life?
Just luck, I think.
It's just luck.
I don't have a special diet.
He doesn't have a special diet.
No, I don't smoke.
He doesn't smoke. But the secret, let's see if you can tell what he's saying.
If you think too much, or you eat too much, or you walk too much. If you do too much of anything, you're going to suffer eventually.
If you drink too much, if you eat too much, if you walk too much, if you do too much of anything, you're going to suffer eventually. His words. So John Tinniswood attributes his longevity to moderation. He eats fish and chips, but only on Fridays. And that's how John Tinniswood says he became the world's oldest man.
Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
His title took 111 years to earn, but no matter what happens next, a title that's his till his final breath.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.